Gertrude Meany, Reel One. So if I could ask you first of all, Gertrude, to tell me about your life before the war, could you tell me where you were born and brought up?
Yes.
And really the sort of lifestyle you had in your family?
Well, should I start? Yes. So I was born in Brünn, what was called then Brünn is the Hungarian monarchy, and now it's the Czech Republic. And I was born on the 7th of, in some birth certificate, 5th or 6th, it changes a little bit. But my mother always said I was around the 12 o'clock at night born, so they didn't have quite the date exactly. So I was born, I had a sister which was exactly 1.5 years older than I. So she was birthed one. Her name was Lillian Weinberger. I was the second. What should I say? I was
yes. What year would that have been?
1905. Sorry.
Not to worry. We can check that in a moment.
Yes.
Could you tell me something about your family? For instance, how long had your parents lived in this area, in Brünn?
When I was born.
Yes. Had they been living there long?
Yes. All their lives. In the same house they were living. In the same flat, really. It was a flat of a big house. And they never wanted to move because they built it up in their way in a kind of wonderful, a wonderful place. Everything was so... My mother came from a village next to the hometown. My father came from a Hungarian village and was more or less Hungarian born because his father was Hungarian, his mother was Austrian. I don't know if I say too much, then just stop me, please. Well, my parents were the most happy couple one only can imagine. From our childhood, my sister and I, we were always very often called my father and take me in his arm and say, "Look at Mummy, isn't she beautiful?" She was red hair and she was really very attractive. But she was they were the happiest couple one only can imagine in the world. So my mother came from a home where there were 7 children. Her father died. Her father was a school teacher. And the mother... They were also living in a little village next to the town, the hometown. And there she had, 3 brothers and 3 sisters. And they were all very nice, and the mother had the maid as the father died, and she had 7 children. So she opened in this little village, she opened a supermarket, a little, what one calls today supermarket. In this time it was a village shop, where the people in the village hadn't had to go to town, what is about 1.5 hours walking to town. And they were very, very happy. The boys went to school, the girls went to school, but when they came home, they helped mother. The boys did clean up everything and doing. It was a wonderful family life. They loved all the mother. The mother they called always the queen of the family. And they loved each other so much. And that's what my mother met. Yes, my brother of my mother went, because in this time the young man had got always in a military service in a certain age. And when he went in the military service, there he met my father. He was just as old and was in the same, not club, how do you call it, together in a military school or whatever it was. And there, my mother's brother came just from the home, as I told you, babe, that all the children had a very good life because the mother made in this little supermarket money enough to board up her children. That was the dream of her life, and that's what she did.
How about your father's family? Were they a big family too?
My father came from 13 children. 13! And all boys, only the last one was a girl. And 12 boys. So anyhow, my father came in the military forces, or how you say it, at the same time like a brother of my mother. And so the brother of my mother said, because my father was a long way to go home on his holiday, so my uncle said, well, why not to come? We are the family at home. Come to us. Come with me on the holiday. We go together home. And so my father went with him home. And well, that's where he met my mother. And that was from the first moment on both sides, a big love. The first and big love of both of them. And so they got married. And so my father learned what he learned because he was a boy and they didn't have enough money that he could study, to be a doctor or anything, what he always wished. But what he learned from his childhood on is there was in the village where he was born and living was a leather factory where they started from animals, the skin, to make from the skin of the animals leather, to produce leather. And that my father went there, because there they took the boys and gave them food. I remember he always said he got his lunch and nothing else. Coffee in the evening with bread, not even butter on it, you know. Later on, that was such another world for him as well. Well, and there he learned it, to produce leather. And after he met my mother, and after they married, my mother, how do you call it when a girl gets from the parents some money?
A dowry.
That's right. That's what she got. And well, they started a home, and my father learned it and learned it. And he produced in one room to buy in the village skins and to produce leather. Well, and how should I say, meanwhile we were born, so my father had one life, mommy and his children. That was his life, and that is what he was working on it and doing it with all his love and pleasure. My father was always a happy man because he loved mother and he loved his two girls. That was his life and work. And so he developed his work that after years and years he started a factory, a leather factory. And produced then, of course, then he started, well, he must have been a very efficient and clever man, because he started it so that in the after years, he produced all the leather for shoes on the soles, not the top leather, the soles, for the military shoes. And so he got really a big producer and a big man and made a lot of money. But in a very, very, how should I say, right and good way, you know. The president loved him because the president gave him all the, a party of the president, let's say, the, gave him the order to produce a leather for the military shoes. And that's how our life, I don't know if I have got to tell you more, but that's how his and my mother's and our life was the happiest one can imagine. Whatever we wanted, my mother was very straight in behavior. And she was, and we always, my sister and I said, let's go to daddy to tell him. He will tell mommy, we don't want that or don't want to do that. So it was all such a connection, you know, that my father always said, all right, I will, and I will hear what mommy wants you, for you, and I will tell you then, you know. It was a connection which was incredible. We loved each other.
Would you say, Gertrude, that you were a religious family? Did you go to synagogue?
Well, that is, my father was in the synagogue, the honorary man, because there he did everything. And there he was by name, that even after the war, when I first time there, so I went there to the synagogue and they did find it out that he was, he did everything, everything for poor children, for poor people, and he, that was also partly his life. And mommy helped him then. She was, and he was, as a matter of fact, also coming from a village which was more or less a Jewish village. And there, well, he learned a lot, that his knowledge was like a teacher, like a religious teacher. And that's what he always, on Friday evening, my mother made always a Friday evening meal that was with a prayer. It started with a prayer that my father did for us. And, well, also that did get us together very much, you know, that we belonged to it, my sister and I. To us, mother and father was our world. And my mother had sisters, brothers. My father came from 13 brothers. My mother's family lived in the same town. So that, of course, was all one family. My grandmother thought about my father. She came every day to see him because she For her, my father was the ideal of a human being. Also to her, you know, he, every, how should I say, she was a very intelligent person. To him it was always to spoil her. He inquired what books she liked and what literature she likes and what papers she liked. And every day she got his paper, the papers and books and so. So she loved him. And he loved her because she was the mother of his beloved wife.
You were saying you were born, you know, about 1905.
Sorry?
Would you have had any memory at all, Gertrude, of the First World War? Would you have known anything about
well,
that?
I remember my home, how it looks. How mother, one day when we both girls were at first in one little room with children's bed, if you know what it means, such metal beds, you know. And after we were 14, my mother said, "That's now has got to end. Now we will have," then they were already in the situation that my mother could spend money. So she said, "Now I will ask an architect." I remember even his name now. And because he was very much in fashion then, in modernizing, you know.
What was his
and
name?
My mother called him, and he absolutely rebuilt my sister's and my room in a beautiful, to us it was then, a beautiful, it was a big room, and there were steps up in the corner where on the top were now our double bed. And the lower one was our sitting room, you know. So we were so proud of it because it was newly furnished. And we were then, I can't remember how old, but about 13 or 14, something like that. And we have been so proud of it, my sister and I, that we have got just a modern home, you know.
What was his name, that architect? His name, do you remember?
My father.
The architect.
The Czermak. Czermak. C with a O on it. I remember him very well and his name as well. Because later on I was a little bit interested in architecture and he also gave weekly lectures. You know, in a school. And so I knew him very well. Czermak was his name. C-E-R-M-A-K.
Would you have remembered anything about the First World War?
Yes. Yes. So the First World War came, and then my sister and I, we were both very little girls. And suddenly we heard, well, Daddy and Uncle Henry and Uncle Albert, they all must get a uniform and go into the war. And my mother said what it is, that other countries wanted to take our country, and she explained it to us what it is. And father must go, she said, because it is his duty to do something, like all the uncles, for the country. Well, and so it was the moment that my father left and said goodbye to us. And I will never forget, my mother started so much to cry. And Anna, who was already from our birth, the cook and homemade person who was living with us, you know. And Anna came, and I also never forget it, brought a wet, fold-up napkin and put it on mother's head because she was crying so much and so unhappy. There were such little things I remember when Anna came and And Anna cried as well, because Anna loved us. It was her home. It was absolutely her home. And in the end, and much, much later, she met my husband's, man who was working for him from the beginning and always looked after the magazines and everything. So he was more or less, in a way, Anna did call him the director, yes, but he was just, and he was what I hardly ever see in England. He was a man with a round neck, how do you call it?
Oh,
small.
A hunchback.
Sorry?
A hunchback.
That's right, yes. Well, and she fell in love with him in the end, she got married. They were living then together in one room, and they were married. And she kept a lot. He died during the war, and she survived it, and she tried to keep, well, she knew, for instance, she always helped mother. My mother, in her bedroom, she had behind the picture, she had a safe, and there she had her jewelry, because she always loved jewelry, which she always got from her father. And and then one year, when the gold medal of mint, the money, disappeared, it was, I think, before the First War, I don't know when, but then people did collect it, and my mother collects this golden money, and always said, I save it for the children when they are grown up, they will get them from that, their outfits and so on. And there was this, there she had the key, and Anna had the key, because my mother said, well, if something happened to me or something, or must own me, then you have got the key as well to open it, because she was like you. Belonged to the family. She wasn't a servant, and she was the cook, really. Well, so where should I go first? So much that I don't know.
Yes, this is difficult, isn't it? Because there must be so much coming into your mind.
Yes.
But it's very interesting what you're saying, that probably, did Anna look after your mother's things during the war for you? And give them back to you afterwards. Is that?
Yes. Because my mother died.
Yes. So, yeah.
And then my father, we left, and we were gone, my mother died.
So, perhaps I'll keep to the period, you know, for World War One. Is there anything more you remember about the World War One when your father and uncle went off? Did your life change a lot during that war? You would have been a young child, I realise.
Yes, yes.
But I wonder if you remembered the effects it had on your family, that war, the first one.
The family was very, very unhappy. And on the other hand, they said it's our duty, it's our country, and we must save our country. That my father said as well. And my mother said, yes, 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 we must. And my mother, because that was in the time when my father had already the leather factory. So my mother took it all over. Because she was always in everything what he did. She was going with him and knew everything. And she went on during the war to produce for the military production. Well,
how about your education? Could you tell me?
So the first year in a how do you call it, a little school, which was around the corner, was where we were living, was a little school, but that was that was for every child, you know. That was nothing special. And we both went to the same school, my sister and I. And when it came, and in this school had, I don't know, 4 or 5 classes. And after these classes, then it started private schools. My sister went to an evangelic specialist school, and I went to the, it was called Reformed Gymnasium, and we both had, my sister had to make an exam, and she didn't go through, so she went in the private evangelic school, and I came through with a test, and straight away started in the Lyceum, it was called. So there I started it, and there one could get, I had to go through 6 years to the end with the exam that one was allowed to go then to the university. You know, that was the school. Well, and so I went, and my school, I was proud of my school because I always wanted to please my mother and father. That was in my heart so much. I didn't do it really for me. I wanted that they are pleased with their child. And with a sister, it was different. With my sister, it was from her childhood on. She loved singing. And we together started to play piano, to learn to play. My mother bought a piano and we had the lessons, I don't know how, but anyhow, both of us. And, well, my sister learned the same time with me, and whatever we had for exams, I remember we started with Brahms and with Beethoven and all that. To me, it was a world out of my world. But to my sister, no. She was very interested in it. And she started to play piano beautifully. And a few years, I don't know how many years later, she started, she said, now I want to play violin as well. And she played violin as well. And it was her music got her well. And that's why she was in children's concerts and later on private in concert, you know, engaged, and she learned. And my father, in this time, said, look, if you really want to learn properly, once a week, Johann, that was a driver of my father's car, will take you to the best teacher in Vienna. Because it was only by car, about 1.25 hours. And Johann will take you there for the lesson. Lesson, we arrange, I know already the best teacher in Vienna. Which was in this time, it means to learn in Vienna singing, that was, in this time, well, it was a top, because there was a top thing, there was the opera, and my sisters and said, yes, and that every week, for half a day, she went to learn singing in Vienna. And she was so happy about it. Singing, and then when she was growing up, she got married, she got a baby, and her world was only music.
How about you, when you were growing up?
Yes.
What did you do?
Well, that was, I learned from her about music, because